I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There was a time in West Virginia when taking a black bear was a rare occurrence done by only the most seasoned of hardcore hunters. But the population of bears in the state has risen to a level that makes it a lucrative big game opportunity for just about everybody. We'll talk more about it coming up.
If hunting and fishing sound like perfect activities for a first date, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a friend of the outdoors. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. If you're like me, you've got plenty of friends and family just waiting for an invitation to step outside. So ask them. Take a newcomer shooting, hunting, or fishing. You'll have fun together, and you might even ignite another vital contributor to fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Find out how at stepoutside.org.
The proliferation of black bears in the mountain state's been an amazing story of wildlife management. From fewer than 500 in the state in the early 70s, the black bear population has flourished to more than 10,000 in the state today, and those numbers continue to grow. That's prompted changes to the hunting seasons by the DNR. Chris Ryan, biologist who oversees the bear management in the state, says the chances for bear hunting are wide and varied today.
We have a great diversity of hunting opportunities in West Virginia for bears. You know, we have basically a 5-6 week archery season that is in right now, and then the week of Thanksgiving, the week of buck season, we actually have 5 counties this year that are open to concurrent bear season with a buck gun season. Those would be Kanawha, Boone, Fayette, Raleigh, and Monongalia. So the hunters will be able to purchase their bear damage stamp and go out and hunt bucks and bears. And in Monongalia County, it'd be bucks, bears, and does. So you have quite an opportunity.
Now, he mentioned Monongalia County, which historically is not traditional bear country, but in recent years, Bruins more and more are calling the greater Morgantown area home.
Definitely is not, but, you know, we're getting a lot of nuisance complaints out around Cheat Lake, around Rockley Road, Greystone, all those places, you know, coming right through there. We've got a couple management areas. You got Snake Hill Wildlife Management Area and part of Cooper's Rocks that actually comes into Monongalia County. And, you know, couple that with the very conservative seasons basically Maryland and Pennsylvania have, and you've got bears spilling over from both of those directions also.
Now, mast this year will vary where you'll find the bears. Much like deer, they do follow food sources.
Well, it's looking really good. We had some really good mast conditions throughout a lot of the state. Depends on what species you're talking about, of course. Like the oak was pretty spotty, and you can find all that information on our website. But we did have some really good hickory and really good beech.
Dry conditions in the state have been documented well, but Ryan tells us that does not necessarily affect bears.
It doesn't have so much impact on bear movement as it does when guys go out with dogs. You know, it's definitely harder for them to track with dogs than it is if you have nice, moist conditions that hold the scent real well.
And the archery season for bear is already underway, and those various seasons Ryan mentioned will be opening in the days ahead. Consult the license brochure or the DNR website. Find out the actual season dates and hunting allowances in your area. Also, don't forget, if you plan to kill a bear, you need to buy the damage stamp. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.